Welcome to Mailbox. As every first Sunday of the month, it's time to reveal the name of our mystery person from last month's competition question and announce the four lucky winners who will get Radio Prague goodies for their correct answers. In our November quiz, we wanted to know the name of the German industrialist born in what is now the Czech Republic, who was honored at the Yad Vashem Memorial in Israel in 1963 as one of the righteous among the nations for his actions during World War II. And the answer is not Karl Plage, nor Ludwig Vorel, nor Liam Neeson, who happens to be the actor who played our mystery man in a famous movie. J.R. Tinsley listens to us in Louisiana, and his answer was correct.
The Republic of Israel honored Moravian-born Oskar Schindler as a Yad Vashem honoree in 1963 for his role in saving a group of Jews. Schindler was first honored by Tel Aviv on his 53rd birthday with the Plaque of Heroes. His will said that he wished to be buried in Israel, and he was buried in the Latin cemetery in Jerusalem.
And Suresh Agrawal from India writes,
"The correct answer to the November's quiz is Oskar Schindler, who spent millions to protect and save his Jews, everything he possessed. He died penniless, but he earned the everlasting gratitude of the Schindler Jews."
Henk Pootvliet from the Netherlands sent us this answer.
"Regarding your news question, I think the correct name will be Oskar Schindler, who was born in Moravia. He belonged to the German-speaking people living in Czechoslovakia of that time. During the Second World War, he had a factory near Krakow and tried to get Jewish people to work in his factory. In that time, most of the Jewish people were being transported to concentration camps or death camps. Through his intervention, many people could work at his factory or in other factories, shops, etc. His life has been portrayed in the film Schindler's List."
And Alamir Gattas, who listens to us in Florida, had this to say.
"He saved as many as 1,200 Jews by having them work in his enamelware and munitions factories located in Poland and what is now the Czech Republic. He was the subject of the film Schindler's List."
And Ian Morrison listens to Radio Prague in China.
"The answer to the Radio Prague November listeners' competition is Oskar Schindler. Schindler's List was one of the most moving films I have ever seen."
George Perez from Los Angeles sent us this answer.
"The answer is Oskar Schindler, who rescued many German Jews by giving them work in his factory. He was honored by Yad Vashem. In 1968, he was made a papal knight of Saint Sylvester. In November 1974, Oskar Schindler was buried in the Latin cemetery of Jerusalem. Many Schindler Jews were there."
And from the East Coast, from Maine, Dennis Sullivan sent us this.
"I believe the answer is Oskar Schindler. Thanks for doing such a great job keeping all of us travelers well informed about a country that we love."
And finally, Roy Kitson from Northern Ireland writes,
"The answer to the question this month is Oskar Schindler, an enigmatic figure who saved the lives of thousands of Jews, but who is someone shrouded in mystery as to his motives at the beginning of his mission, but which turned into one of the greatest rescue operations for Jews during the Nazi period. There are, I believe, 7,000 or more descendants of those whom Oskar Schindler saved alive still today. Human beings who would never have existed if Oskar Schindler had never existed. What greater legacy could anyone wish to leave behind?"
Thank you very much for all those answers. And this time, the four lucky winners are Suresh Agrawal from India, Alamir Gattas from Florida, Henk Pootvliet from the Netherlands, and Ian Morrison from China. Congratulations, and your prizes are on their way. If your name is not among the four, why not try it this month? In our December quiz, we'd like you to tell us the name of the British playwright and screenplay writer who was born in 1937 in what is now the Czech Republic. In the 1970s, he visited Czechoslovakia, met the then dissident Václav Havel, and was instrumental in translating Havel's works into English. He was knighted in 1997. Please send us your answers by the end of December to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Next time, we'll be quoting from your regular mail. Till then, bye-bye.
And we'll be back next week with a fresh edition of Mailbox. But now,